back at Sublime Time.
Blue sky. Do I just type in big fatty somewhere?
Oh, he's on there.
Yeah.
He's all over it.
You could, you could type it in and see what comes up.
Let me see what his big is on there. It's Big Fatty Online. One word. Big Fatty Online.
Big Fatty Online.
He looks much younger in this picture.
That's AI. That's not him.
Oh.
He's a decrepit old troll.
He is not a troll. Well. He's officially the first person I followed on Big Blue Sky.
Big Sky.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, no.
I don't even know what my name is, Dan Dawes.
Aren't you Dochelada?
I changed it for this one because apparently I had a moment.
Yeah, we need to know your name.
I think it might have been taken. Everything I tried was taken, so I
the
settled.
The other issue that we need to talk about is how Mr. K is so much younger than me. What's going to happen when I retire and want to like move to like Tennessee?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He's a decrepit old troll.
I've fallen.
He is not a troll. Well.
Oh, no.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 47-07 of the BFO for Monday, the 23rd of February, 2026. Show coming up on today. Say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, including an injury update. Big Fatty. Rice's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your Rice's today, R-I-C-E, because y'all, that is what Big Fatty is doing to help combat his fall. Was it Thursday? Yes, I believe it was Thursday afternoon, right before I recorded the little show. And y'all, if you want to know what Rice is, it is rest, ice, compress, and elevate. So y'all, that's what Big Fatty eventually started doing. I'll tell you about that as the time goes along. But the injury it seems to be the Rice method seems to be working to some extent, and y'all, more about the injury, more about the fall of the elderly. Yes, Big Fatty, coming up. But before we do that, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 23rd of February. Y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all I hadn't heard from any of these folks in a long, long time. In fact, I'm not even sure they're still listening to the little show. Y'all, the first, y'all, he's over there in the UCK, used to participate with the little show and Crooked Hat's little show. Big Fatty, he doesn't do that anymore. Y'all, he is over there in the UCK. Y'all, I miss hearing from him. Big Fatty, maybe he should get on the ham map if he's still out there. Well, maybe all of them should. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Dean Bonney. Big Fatty, we love Dean Bonney. We do indeed. And y'all, then the next two, y'all, they're husband and husband. Y'all, believe it or not, y'all, they are the motivation behind Miss Bacon. B, ready? Okay, where's this going? Well, I'll tell you. Y'all, there are husbands, and one of them used to call or send a testimonium or something to the other one who was at home to let him know he was getting close. And y'all, the only way that... all he had to do was say or type the word Woodhaven. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the two up there in the New York City. New York City, yes. Y'all, I'm talking about that Patrick Plain and his husband Michael. Big Betty, we love Patrick Plain and his husband Michael. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you happen to see Dean Bonney or Patrick Plain and his husband Michael, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake corner, you know, Woodhaven.
Happy birthday!
See y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show, and like I said, I had taken a tumble, and I posted a picture over there at the Blue Butterfly my sprained ankle. I don't even know if it's sprained, but it's bruised. And anyway, Thursday night was nothing special. I tell you what, let's just go ahead. Let's just stop the presses. Let's just go ahead and do this. So y'all, I just want to go ahead and finish up the book club because y'all, if I don't do it now, I'll forget. Me, Penny? Surprise, you could. Well, the only reason I can remember it now is I made notes. But y'all, the let's see. They were in the land of the China people, and they got over the back wall of it, and y'all, they were heading into a a really heavy wooded area, and the lion, he was all excited because this is my kind of place, and y'all, they came to this clearing, and y'all in the clearing. There were all these other animals, and they were all, it's like they were having a meeting, a conference or something, and they were all speaking to each other, and the lion arrived, and a giant tiger came over to him and said, "Oh, are you here to save us?" And he goes, "Save you from what?" And y'all, there had been a giant spider. that had come into the forest area, and y'all, it was killing the animals, and so they had been hoping for a sign of how to kill the giant spider. That's what they were talking about. And y'all, the lion says, I will check it out. And y'all, the giant spider was asleep just a ways away from where they were having the conference. And the lion went over, and there was a small area between the giant spider's body and its head, the neck area, if you will. And y'all, the spider sound asleep, and the lion jumped on that and bit the head off of the spider. And then before he did that, the lion says, well, if I am able to kill the spider, will you accept me as your king? And they said, yes. And so he bit the head off and came back. They all accepted him as their king. And he says, I shall return. But first, we've got to get Dorothy home. So y'all, they continued on their journey to the south to see Glinda, the Good Witch of the South. And y'all, they came upon a mountainous area, and they got there, and they said they've got to go over the mountains. And all of a sudden, they hear these voices, and the voices say, "Go away! You cannot come over the mountains." And the Scarecrow, well, we must come over the mountains. We're going to see Glinda. And so the Scarecrow starts climbing up the mountain, and y'all, it's these beings. They didn't have any arms or fingers. I don't know if they even had legs, but it was heads and bodies. And y'all, all of a sudden, the head on the one that was talking to him shot out like a jack-in-a-box jumps up. Well, y'all, it shot out. I guess it was a long neck on it, and it knocked the Scarecrow back, and the Scarecrow, and then we hear little voices, and y'all, they kept knocking them back, and y'all, they were called the Hammerheads. And so Dorothy put on the golden crown, and Big Fatty, she was crowning again, and she was, and summoned the monkeys to fly them over the mountain so they could get to Glinda. And y'all, she arrived, they all arrived in where Glinda was, and Glinda said she would send Dorothy back home. She would help her get home, but she must give Glinda the golden crown. And Dorothy says, "Sure, I've already used my three wishes on it." And so before she sent Dorothy home, she had the monkeys fly the Scarecrow back to Oz, and the Tin Man back to the Winkies there that helped them when they went to see the Wicked Witch of the West. And then the lion, she had them fly the lion back to the forest where he was going to be the king. And then she told Dorothy about clicking her heels together and thinking there's no place like home. And y'all, sure enough, Dorothy went swooshing back home, landed out in a field, and walked back to Annie M. and Uncle Henry's house. And it was a new house because the other one had blown away. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't a dream in the book. It ended up, I don't remember, it was, oh, Auntie M, there's no place like home, but it was something like, oh, Auntie M, it's so good to be home. So, y'all, that pretty much finished the book club. Y'all, the next book is called The Marvelous Land of Oz, and y'all, I've already started on it, and I'll tell y'all More about that as time goes along. Yes, Big Fatty! Dear Gussie Big Fatty, that you took off all your time talking to, so you're not going to be able to get all the weekend in. No, I'm not, am I? But y'all, I did talk to my brother the one that's still alive on Saturday, and was telling him about my injury, and I was telling him about reading The Wizard of Oz and how it was so different than the movie. And y'all, I think he's going to read it just because the things I was telling him, it was just, he was like, my goodness. And anyway, y'all, I will let you know that I got up on Friday, y'all, and about my ankle again, it's not hurting at all. It's not hurting at all. And so I got up on Friday. And y'all, I went on my morning nipple walk, and now I was walking a little slower, just out of caution, you know. But y'all, I walked all of Fat Acres, did not do the big circle, so that only gave me about 3.5, 3.25 miles, something like that. But y'all, while I was out walking, right behind on the path, the walking path right behind young Jonathan's house, y'all, I looked down, and y'all, there was a $20 bill there. And y'all, I picked it up, and I looked around to see if there was anyone nearby that they may have dropped it or whatever. And I looked at it to see if it said, like, you are on Candid Camera. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we love Candid Camera.
When it's least expected, you're elected, you're the star today. Smile, you're on Candid Camera.
Oh, Big Fatty, did you see Alan Funt or Durwood Kirby? No, I didn't see either one of them. And I didn't see the hidden camera either. How about Fanny Flagg? Did you see Fanny Flagg? No, I didn't see Fanny Flagg. Yo, who names the children Fanny? Big Fatty, some asshole, probably. Y'all, it's just, but anyway, y'all, I picked up the $20 bill, and I came right on back to the villa, and I didn't spend it. Smile. Dear Gus, Big Fatty, okay, you might be able to get something else in about the weekend, y'all. The weekend's going to just have to be on tomorrow's little show. But y'all, I guess the silver lining in the sprained ankle or the bruised ankle is that it kept me from going up to the big circle and instead walking the outer loop of Fat Acres. And y'all, it paid off with a big old $20 bill. And y'all, y'all, I think that I'll just have to finish telling you about the weekend on tomorrow's little show. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all go to the El Dentisto today, which we all know is Mexican for today. And I think everything will be just hunky-dory. But y'all, just to let you know, I'll be pre-recording the Foray little shows. And I'll pre-record the, Tuesday little show of next week. Because, Monday and Thursday are travel days. And y'all, it's too much. It's just too much. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blind Time, and Mr. Cackle, what did you think about Big Fatty's injury?
He's a decrepit old troll.
I've fallen.
He is not a troll. Well.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, he's no, well, I don't know about a troll, but he's certainly damn old, that's for sure.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.